Working in gaming has been the most rewarding struggle I've ever taken on. It is a constant challenge, but I live for that challenge. For me, my passion has always been about increasing diversity in games and creating opportunities for underrepresented voices in the STEM fields. I founded a school club for women programmers, which is still going strong today. I fundraised for them, organized a club field trip to the Grace Hopper Celebration of Women in Computing Conference, and on the back of that accomplishment, I was interviewed by Microsoft to take a swing at becoming a technical evangelist. Own yourself, make it your strength, not a weakness. Let everyone know that you can do the job that you were hired to do, and then make the game that only you can make. If you can do that, respect and responsibilities will follow. Get one of these shirts that says strong female character and look down on it and remind yourself that you are a strong female character. After setting up the Ada Lovelace Club for Women in Computer Science at Central Washington University, I moved to Chicago to work for Microsoft. Here, I co-founded the Voxels, Chicago's Women in Gaming. I really cherished my opportunity to give a guest lecture to the Girls Who Code organization this past summer. Getting thank you letters from 20 different girls who loved my teaching style and saw me as someone that they could relate to and use as a role model almost brought tears to my eyes. My strongest role model would have to be Grace Hopper, Rear Admiral in the US Navy, an amazing programmer who invented the first computer-oriented business language, and yes, she was a woman. She was also my grandmother's cousin on my dad's side. I've always thought of her as someone who could do anything at a time when it was so hard for women to be taken seriously in an industry. And she proves that you can buck trends, shatter stereotypes, break thoughtless traditions, and accomplish greatness.